Welcome to the Podcast Discovery Show, the podcast that's about other podcasts. It's kind of like a book club, but instead of Stephen King, it's more Ira Glass. So with that, let's start talking about podcasts. And what is this week's recommendation for our kickoff episode of 2020? We've got the most riveting possible show that we could ever do, thanks to Josh.
Yeah, so Josh gave us a recommendation. And it's a show called Striped that is the history of the White Stripes, produced by Third Man Records, Jack White's production company and label and record. They make records and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, this is the story of the White Stripes.
Yeah, and his recommendation was the first three episodes of the show. We listened to me and Zach both listened to the whole thing. Oh, by the way, I'm Kirk.
I'm Zach.
I'm Phil.
This is Phil. And yeah, we this is really good so far.
I think Phil's gonna have to get used to the camera as well as
no, me. Ignore it.
I'm not looking at it.
Just look at each other. Don't.
I'm looking at you.
Look in my eyes. Look in my eyes.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah. So, what did you guys think of the show? Let's get it out in the open right now.
Production-wise.
Good.
The actual show itself, it is well-made. They have tons of clips from very old White Stripes concerts. They really do kind of immerse you in what the scene was. You know, it's very well-researched. Mm-hmm. It is a pretty good picture of what was happening at the time, and here's what he was referring to. It's a little dry, especially episode one, maybe, like, and this is kind of on us. You know what? It's Josh's fault. Let's just blame him.
It's Josh's fault.
It gets good by the end.
It does. It does.
But we literally, that wasn't even one of the episodes we recommended. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what has happened here. But the show is essentially, okay, episode one, the entire thing is just breaking down the Detroit music scene for indie bands in Detroit in the late 90s.
It was a list of bands I'd never heard of.
How much they weren't getting paid.
Yeah, and I mean, I appreciate that, like,
the music club that had a guy with a shotgun on top of it for security.
Yeah, like, it did paint a picture, but then they throw out so many names that it's almost, like, dizzying, and it's confusing because I didn't. And this could be because I'm not well-versed enough on the scene. It could be something that people who are more into the Detroit music scene will get a lot more out of this, to be fair.
Yeah.
People who are music historians, people who, like, understand this time period might get more out of it than I did. But it is kind of slow to start out with.
Yeah. Even it was like an episode and a half that it was all kind of like that.
Yeah.
It kind of got a little bit better through the second episode, and the third episode started to not be as much just name dropping. But episode four and five, which were not recommended, were actually pretty good. They got into the White Stripes a lot more.
I'll say this. I don't know how people who listen to our show are doing this. So if you have not listened to Striped, don't start with episode one.
Don't start with the recommendation.
Yes, please. Like, ignore what we said at first. Start with episode four, probably.
Three wasn't terrible.
Yeah, three's okay. Three wasn't bad. It starts to ramp up because literally they barely mention the White Stripes at all in the first episode.
Yeah.
It's setting the scene for what they came into. It wasn't about how they formed or anything like that. But even still, even though it is dry for someone who doesn't, like, appreciate that world, there was still some really cool stuff. Because in the first episode, they talk about while Jack White was kind of building into what he would become, he worked as an upholsterer.
Yeah.
And
that
literally
was my favorite part.
Literally, it was called Third Man Upholstery. So he's been locked in on Third Man the whole time. But he was an upholsterer, and what he would do is he would write poetry on all the furniture he was building, and then he would cover it up. And it kind of, to me, that is one of the coolest things in this entire thing that I listened to. You know, we listened to the whole show at this point, mm-hmm. but it's one of the coolest things that he would write this poetry and then literally cover it up, knowing that there's a chance nobody ever saw it. And he, I think they said he at some point did like a chase, and he said the amount of poetry on that is insane. And so I just like to think, what if somebody has one of those couches and just they don't know it, but sitting in their living room is paragraphs of Jack White poetry from when he was like a kid and just doing weird things because he wanted to.
Probably some early White Stripes lyrics written on there.
Yeah. It just says Icky Thump over and over again.
Seven Nation Army couldn't hold him back. Neither can this furniture upholsterer.
Yeah. And so even though it was like, it almost felt like a history podcast for the first episode.
Yeah, it was a little bit hard to get through the first intro of the show. So with that glowing review, let's start talking about a little bit of the highlights of what the show covered. So we talked about him writing poetry in the furniture and stuff like that. But they went into so much detail about like the Detroit music scene and like the rock scene there and all of the venues and things like that. It sounded pretty interesting.
Yeah, no, it sounded like there was a pretty vibrant rock scene happening at the time. It just, I didn't, to be fair, I didn't know any of the names he was talking about. So it didn't like resonate with me, you know?
Yeah.
I think what you said earlier, you would have to be a very big fan of music at that time, know something about the Detroit music scene, and then also be a very big White Stripes fan.
To appreciate
what the first and second episode was, but
yeah,
or you know, whatever, but
it is very specific. That's a very narrow group you just described. So that's potentially what's happening.
But there was a lot of bands, and Jack himself was in a lot of bands. The guy was an extremely hard worker. At some point he was in like three or four bands at the same time. And it was just crazy how many different bands he was in, and the White Stripes were just one of them. And no one thought they were going to be successful. Even he didn't think, you know, they were going to be successful when they first started.
That's what the way that they described the music scene, though, is I don't think they were literally just doing it for the music. They probably had no idea that they were ever going to be what they are currently. So they're like, oh, yeah, let's just play music. That's what we like doing, you know, but.
And it kind of pays off. Honestly, that's kind of a cool mindset to be in, where they're not really concerned about making it big. They're not concerned about selling records or anything. They just want to make the music they want to make. There is, that, like, don't get us wrong. Yes, it is dry, especially in the early stuff. But, like, it does break down some of the passion that he was experiencing and his drive to just make music. And that's, in the end, that's probably, that drive is what makes the White Stripes so good, is because the White Stripes don't really sound like anybody else. They sound like the White Stripes, and that's because he just dug into what he wanted to do and got there.
Yeah. And so Jack was in all these bands and stuff, and they actually didn't talk about it in the first three episodes, but I did want to address it. They talked about how close the White Stripes were to basically not even existing because of all the other bands that he was in. And, you know, he was spread pretty thin between all of them. And eventually, he backed out of all of them except for the White Stripes and the Go, which apparently was kind of getting some steam and becoming popular. But then I think that was when they signed on a record label. Is that when he was?
I think so.
Basically, he was let go from the band. And that was the point when he was able to devote all of his effort and attention to the White Stripes. And that's why we had the White Stripes.
Yeah. Because, he was spread thin. And then he had no choice but to focus only on the White Stripes because that was all that was left. And so then, seriously, episode 4 and 5 are very different than the early episodes of this show.
Yeah, and the season, I guess, there's going to be a second season. And they kind of left you at a pretty good cliffhanger for season 2. Like, I'm like, dang it. Now I want to listen to season 2.
Yeah.
And it's not even out yet.
Yeah. Honestly, it could be a really good show. Because, like I said, there's no problem with how they made the show. It's just I didn't personally relate to the earliest episodes of it.
It's like it went a little bit further back than what I would have expected.
Yes. That's definitely true.
That intro backstory
Yeah, really far back.
Paint a picture for you.
It did do that.
So we looked up a few interesting facts about the White Stripes because I didn't know a lot about them. I knew some of their, you know, their popular songs, the ones that they would play on the radio every now and then and or on MTV. So that's my, you know, knowledge of the White Stripes. So I looked into them a little bit. And so we talked about him being an upholsterer and stuff like that. I asked Zach this while we were listening to the show. I think we're like episode 5 already. And I'm like, were they married? Were they brother and sister? Like, what is the story here? And so we had to look it up because we didn't really know. He's like, they weren't married, but it was weird. It was complicated. And that's basically what it was.
That's what I think the appeal to them was. No one ever knew, and it was kind of strange because Everybody was like, oh, they're brother and sister. Oh, they're married. That's what on that, I think it was on episode 2 or 3. That's what the one guy said that Jack asked him to be in the band, but he was like, that's never going to go anywhere. So he was in like medical school or he was in nursing school or something like that.
He played on their first album.
And then he was like, I'm not
going to back up or something.
I'm not
going
to do it. And then he's like, but then also if you think about it, if he would have done it, it could have changed some of the allure of the brother and sister that were married band.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd have been weird throwing a third dude in there.
So like White's not even his last name. He took her, they got married at one point. He took her last name and then they got divorced, but they were still in a band together. And it even talks about like, I think that she was in his second wedding and her wedding was in his backyard. It's just this.
No, and so
did the White Stripes play?
Apparently, he still refers to her as his sister.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
But I also read one thing about him was that he hated people caring about his personal life. And it sounded like it's one of those things where he didn't want people to make any kind of judgment call on the art he was making because of anything about his personal life. Like, anything. So he wouldn't answer personal questions. He would throw out disinformation. And that's apparently part of what this was. Is he was like, you hear about bands that are couples or whatever else, but you never hear about brother or sister. And like, it's like, I mean, you're not wrong.
The thing is, they do look similar.
Yeah, and yeah, but then everybody was also talking about them being together, and then you're like, oh, I'm weirded out. I feel uncomfortable now.
Oh, the incest band? No.
It sounds reasonable for a dude that writes poetry on furniture. That sounds like not that far-fetched. That just sounds like something that would be normal protocol.
I mean, who knows? I don't have any concept of what people that normally write poetry on furniture do.
Marry their sister.
Another interesting fact that I found was that Jack really loved using like old instruments. Like even the amps and stuff like that. He would get it like second hand or third hand and they would be beat up. And the reason that he liked to use it is because it had that used sound.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, apparently he hates like the overly produced clean sound. So he loved using old instruments for that reason.
I feel like I've watched him play a show where because he has that, one of his famous ones for that is he has this like, it's like a plastic red guitar. It was like you could get it from a department store. And he played a lot of shows with it. But what he would do is I'm pretty sure I saw him do a show where, have you ever seen those pocket amps? It's like this big and you can like clip it on your pants. And he did that and then he mic'd that. So like he wanted it to sound a certain way, even though it's not at all like I'm going to get a nice orange amp and it's going to sound perfect. It's like the opposite of that. He's like, I want it to sound this way and it's weird. He would really go the extra mile to make it sound a
specific way. It's a wonder that they made it, is how far they have. That sounds insane.
Yeah.
That sounds wild.
No, you're not wrong.
That's crazy.
Because honestly, I think you're totally right. If someone were to say to you, oh, I'm going to play on a terrible guitar and I'm going to make it sound as bad as I can and I'm just going to play, you'd be like, yes.
I think also they blew up. We talked about this before we started doing the show, but that was also the time whenever like the Strokes were coming out and the Vines, and I think it was like the XX or the XY or whatever. So that was like that was the music that was in right then, like late 90s, early 2000s, and they stuck.
I remember
watching had catchy songs.
Their videos on Fuse. Remember Fuse? Is it still a channel anymore?
I have no clue.
But it's like the
I don't have cable
alternative channel. It's like,
I remember
YouTube,
like
MTV with a little bit of edge.
Like MTV.
Yeah, it was MTV, but it was rock videos that were also in the top 100.
Yeah.
It was sick.
It's where you can watch Fallout Boy videos.
and then they had Wild Boys on there too, right? So you just was that probably, that channel? I can't remember. I don't know. Who knows?
Okay, now we're going to get on a separate show about Wild Boys, but I could talk about them.
Go ahead. Well, what's your thought?
I've watched every episode of the Wild Boys. I've literally watched every episode of the Wild Boys. I've seen all the coolest insects
attack people's testicles so many times.
Crawling across wires with stakes hanging out of their jock straps. I've seen all the Wild Boys. I'm sorry. I'm not ashamed.
You don't need to be sorry. It's okay. I was just curious. I knew you were thinking something. I just wanted to hear what it was. But yeah, it's they're an interesting band.
They were one of the only people to ever play themselves on The Simpsons.
Really?
Yeah, they voiced their characters on The Simpsons.
I've definitely seen two documentaries with Jack White. He did one called Great White Northern Lights, I think is what it was called.
I think that's the one where the last fact that I have came from, isn't it?
It could be. Because essentially, all this was they went to Canada and just would pop in for shows. They just randomly show up. They play like, oh, here's a water fountain. And they just play outside of it because they could. And so this entire documentary is pretty awesome because they're just following them around as they bounce around and do these random shows. And I saw another one that was about guitar guys. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it had The Edge from U2. It had, I can't remember his name and now I feel bad. Guitarist from Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page. It had Jack White and then one more. And they were all just like talking about playing guitar and things like that. And that's another really good one. I'll try and find links and actually show that I can tell you what it actually is called in the show notes afterwards.
No, but the random fact that I thought was my favorite and was the last one I wanted to talk about was that they were in the Guinness Book of World Records because they played the shortest show ever in Canada. It was one note.
Sick.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I think... I wonder how much
that ticket was to that show.
You know, No. They did a lot of free shows. They would just tell people where they were going to be.
I was going to say, if I showed up and you guys played one note, I'm no longer a White Stripes fan after that point.
If that happened in Florida, we'd sue them.
Yeah.
I mean...
Never coming back to Florida.
There's a chance of that.
Morgan. All right, so that was Striped... The Story of the White Stripes. So that brings us to next week's recommendation. It's my turn. I'm excited. So I've listened to a lot of episodes of this show, and I'm excited to talk about it. It's called Dexplanations. And the episode that I'm going to recommend is about space law. And as a bonus... An episode that I'm not going to recommend, but that I'm going to talk about because I can't not talk about it.
I knew
they did
it was
a whole episode about farts. And I loved it. So we're going to talk about that one too. So if you're not squeamish, listen to that one too. What? No, Dexplanations, Space Law. And remember,
there's always more to discover. Thank you for listening to the Podcast Discovery Show. We have a few things we'd like to tell you. First, we would love to hear from you on Twitter at the PDS Official or in our Facebook group, the Podcast Discovery Club.
Secondly, leaving a rating or review on iTunes helps tremendously in giving us visibility and also visibility to the podcast that we recommend. You can also check out our Patreon page to get exclusive bloopers, old episode archives, and other exclusive content while supporting the show.
Finally, seriously, get in touch. We'd love to hear from you about what you love about podcasts, and thank you for being a part of all of the things that we do.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.